the Audio Escape Almanac for Friday, February 16th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. In Lithuania, it's Independence Day. This date in 1918, it declared its independence from Russia and Germany.
A compact with performability.
See your Studebaker dealer tomorrow and take a demonstration drive.
Tell him we sent you.
Studebaker, first a maker of horse-drawn wagons, was incorporated on this date in 1852 in South Bend, Indiana. Father and sons had been making wagons for years by that point. They had about half the westward expansion market, and supplying wagons for the coming Civil War, Union side only, would do the company wonders.
Oh, Mr. Bergen.
Yes, Charlie.
Can I have a few words with you?
I suppose so. What is it?
It's Edgar Bergen's birthday, 1903, in Michigan. Unknown is wooden sidekick Charlie McCarthy's birthday, but big radio stars he they were, despite the obvious visual limitations of radio. Bergen's show would pave some risky ground with wildness from W.C. Fields and Mae West. Ms. West would even be barred from broadcasting for a time because of flirting too thoroughly with the young Mr. McCarthy. A future role model on television was born on this date in 1909.
Wally, believe it or not, I was your age once.
Hugh Beaumont, 1909, Lawrence, Kansas. Actor and director and Methodist minister. Not just urban legend, that last thing. Aside from movies and television, he also acted in industrial films, both private and public.
The capabilities of most weapons are pretty well understood. But when it comes to atomic explosions, the guessing game starts.
I've got those downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time.
Bessie Smith. She recorded that song on this date in 1923. It was her very first one, Alberta Hunter's Downhearted Blues. Bessie Smith was the first artist signed by Columbia to get their race record series going, and that particular song was a big one in the history of American music. Also on this date in 1923, British archaeologist Howard Carter opened the tomb of King Tut. Two occurrences as well for this date in 1968. The U.S.'s first 911 emergency telephone service came online in Haleyville, Alabama. And a Tupelo, Mississippi-born singer recorded this song.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Elvis Presley and How Great Thou Art, recorded today in 1968. Sharing a birthday with the aforementioned Edgar Bergen and Hugh Beaumont, Sonny Bono, 1935, and LeVar Burton, 1957. And any neo-Trekkie worth her weight in spandex could tell you that it's also the birthday of Geordie LaForge, the year 2335.
Is there a problem, officer?
The part's outside the space.
It's on the line!
I'm sorry, sir. It's out.
It's in!
It's out.
It's in!
It's out.
You cannot be serious!
John McEnroe, born this date in 1959 in Wiesbaden, Germany. Finally, for this 16th day of February, it was on this date in the year 600 that God Bless You became a Pope-approved response to someone else's sneeze. Pope Gregory the Great intended the words as an actual blessing, because it was the time of the bubonic plague and a sneeze was seen as an early sign. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media, strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing and sales, and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.